Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I've got a dead woman and a crying woman.
Ooh, I have 12 little men in a college.
Date fight!
Hello and welcome to Date Fight. It's the 28th of November. It's the podcast where we pit things that happen on this day in history against each other to work out which one's the best and who gets... Basically, I sit here patiently while Nat dances circles around me.
He's Jake Yap, I'm Nat Tapley, and we have looked through all of history. Each and every particle of it has been examined, sifted through our fine minds and fingers, and will be presented to you on a silver platter of knowledge by us.
Yeah, my fingers are getting...
I'm making too many claims.
Yeah, far too much.
Round one!
Oh, I love round one. That's my favourite round.
Is it? I'm more of a round two guy.
I can tell.
Oh, all right. I don't know what that means, but I'm suddenly angry. Right. It's 1990.
Yes.
It's the 28th of November.
Lovely.
And Margaret Thatcher formally has tendered her resignation to the Queen and has left Downing Street for the last time.
Bye-bye.
Mr. Heseltine joined the plaudits.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, funny that. To the longest premiership since 1827. Felt like it had sort of gone on since 1827. But among Tory MPs, there was a lot of sort of worry because they basically committed matricide. And they thought that would
side.
Rebound against Heseltine, the Defence Secretary. And of course, it sort of did.
And he's never been Prime Minister since.
Tory activists were furious and upset. In the Commons, Nicholas Ridley said there will be a backlash. He described it as a sort of, I don't know how he talks, a sort of medieval betrayal. If any of those who have used this device were to inherit the crown, uneasy would lie their head.
Wow. Yeah. None of those words were in the right order for the 20th century.
Yeah. 1990.
What did Yoda have to say about it?
Yeah. Like, take that, we're out. Yeah. What you got?
I have 1660, the foundation of the Royal Society at Gresham College, which was 12 people, scientists. Although there wasn't such... wasn't really a concept of science, so there were 12... learned men. Scholarly fellows, that's right. Who formed an invisible college, they originally called it, for the study of the natural sciences and physico-mathematical experimental learning.
Oh, now you're talking.
And that is why we have science today. Because some people think the French invented science 3 years earlier at the academy they had, but we don't like to... We don't.
No, that's because French. Science. Well...
Yes, what have you got?
I've done mine.
Oh, it was really memorable.
It was Margaret Thatcher.
Oh, yeah, Margaret Thatcher. Oh, yours is better, though. Although mine is the creation of science.
I don't know. That's a hard call.
Of the 12 people there was Newton was there.
Okay, fine.
Boyle was there.
Fine,
Boyle's
four and
law,
a half,
Hook,
fine. Shut Ren. Up. Do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to John Bunyan, who wrote Pilgrim's Progress, who was in prison not far from here.
Yes, in fact, there's a little plaque just up the road from where we're recording.
Is there?
I'm serious, here in Bedford. Yeah.
We should take a picture and put it on all the social media feeds.
Yeah, because everyone's loving it.
Bunyan selfie. Hashtag progress. He was in prison for 12 years in Bedford County Jail.
Yeah.
But he kept sneaking out to go and preach at the Bedford meeting.
Why not?
So that's John Bunyan. He was the Puritan preacher who wrote the Pilgrim's Progress after the Restoration, when Charles II ensured that you couldn't be a Puritan preacher anymore. He was put into prison for 12 years.
Wow. But in those days, 12 years
just flew by. Nancy Mitford, she's the non-Nazi Mitford sister.
Hey.
Happy birthday to her. She invented the concept of you and non-you. And she was a bit fascist for a while, but then she went anti-fascist in 1934. So she's the Mitford it's okay to like.
What is the concept of you and non-you?
You and non-you is... it was a joke originally about how you could tell someone's class origins by the vocabulary they used. So loo and toilet are class signifiers, are markers of being from different classes. Yeah.
Dinner would be a classic.
Dinner. Supper. Tea.
Yeah.
Come on.
And nuggets.
Nuggets. Crispy God. So happy birthday to her and happy birthday to David Van Day.
Oh, fabulous. Now you're talking. This is my era of history. See how I came to life?
One's here for Jake.
Yeah, former member of Bucks Fizz and Dollar.
Yes.
And resident of the jungle.
Yes.
About 5 years ago. Mm. And one of the funniest I'm a Celebrity.
Which was?
I've ever seen. He was taking it, look at me, suddenly the big authority in the podcast. He came in late.
Right.
And they always do that with the sort of adjutant character who goes in there, who's sort of, they've had a few meetings with the production people, like, yeah, I'll stir it up a bit, yeah, why not? So he went in and was sort of horrible to everyone. Nice. And
some matriarch figure who he clashed with? Because they've usually got an Edwina Curry or a...
I think there probably was. I can't remember. He just got on very well with Timmy Mallett, which makes sense. And they sort of made up a song in there that they tried to release as a single. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, but he had to do this one challenge where someone, I think it was Martina Navratilova, I could be wrong, had to fire tennis balls out of a cannon up into a thing tied up to a tree, a target.
Yeah.
And if she hit the target, it would release water from this tree, a big bucket of it that was freezing cold, apparently. And David Van Day had to catch the water
in his mouth.
Well, in a teacup glued to a helmet that he had to wear. And then very slowly fill up this huge cylinder of like litres of water. So they had to do it again and again and again for hours. And he would stand rigidly there, trying not to move so that if he did catch any in this tiny teacup, he wouldn't spill it. But it was freezing cold. And there's this montage over and over again of him going, fry fish. Like you could see every muscle in his body tense simultaneously. But trying not to move. Oh, it was the most... it's the best clip ever.
He is now Conservative Councillor for Thurrock.
Yay! Yes, he went into politics, didn't he? Yes.
He tried twice before and failed, and he won a by-election earlier this year.
That's wonderful news for... Where?
Thurrock.
Thurrock?
Thurrock. The people of Thurrock are lucky people. In more ways than one. Happy Death Day to Leonard Hoare, the second president of Harvard College, who was so successful that all of the students left, apart from three. He was so unpopular that every single student left Harvard College, apart from three of them.
Wow, because you hear all these stories about chancellors and stuff being paid extraordinary amounts of money. I'm guessing he was not.
No, he was not paid very much money. No. He was then fired, and he died of sadness the next year, apparently. So
that's not funny. That's really terrible.
I'm not sure sadness is a thing you can die of.
I'm afraid you've contracted sadness.
Also, happy death day to Moses Dixon, who founded the Knights of Liberty. He was an African-American who founded the Knights of Liberty, who ran the Underground Railroad, funneling escaped slaves to the north.
Yes, to Canada. Yeah. Wow.
And also, happy death day to Rosalind Russell from His Girl Friday, who was nominated for Best Actress 4 times for an Oscar and lost every time.
Oh, that's miserable.
Hmm.
Just on that note of the Underground Railway to Canada, I've learned quite recently, thanks to Prince Andrew, that perilous journey undertaken by slaves gave rise to a certain expression about woodpiles, because they would hide under the logs. In people's backyards and stuff on their way.
That saying being, I don't know where the bar is in Tramp.
Round two!
Oh! I'm sorry. For a second, I was like, I had a homeless guy and a crowbar. I was like, what are you doing?
Round two. I have the first successful flight of an SM-65 Atlas intercontinental ballistic missile.
Oh.
Which was the beginning of the age of global thermonuclear war. Because before that, if you wanted to blow up someone with a nuclear weapon, you had to be able to get there with a plane, or they had to be quite near you. But after that, you could just blow anyone in the whole world up.
Nice.
So it gave us Threads, Dr. Strangelove. If it hadn't been for the threat of global thermonuclear war, we wouldn't have
these wonderful cultural icons.
James Bond.
Yeah.
We would have been a very much
Austin
culturally
Powers.
Poorer.
Yeah. All the greats.
People, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's it, really.
That's glad you went first. I'll try and bring the room back. I've got 1291.
Ooh.
And on the 28th of November then, Eleanor of Castile, wife of King Edward I of England, died in Northamptonshire.
Mm.
But here's the thing. They transported her body to London.
Yeah.
And everywhere that her body was rested overnight, they erected a cross, an Eleanor cross, the most famous of which is at Charing Cross.
Yeah.
There were ones in Lincoln, Grantham and Stamford, Geddington, Hardingston, Stony Stratford, Woburn, Dunstable, St Albans and Waltham Cross now.
Mm-hmm.
Cheapside in London and finally at Charing Cross.
Which was handy for in two ways, because if you hated her, you could walk around the country going, her dead body was here as well.
Yeah.
She was dead here as well.
Yeah. I think that says more about you.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And the fact that I hate Eleanor of Castile.
Do you?
No, I have no opinion on
Okay,
Eleanor
fine.
Of Castile.
Well, I don't know. You know all these people. I don't know this. So the final one, the Charing Cross, and that's why Charing Cross is called Charing Cross. Yep. It stood outside the Royal Mews at the top of what's now Whitehall and on the south side of what's now Trafalgar Square. Just by what's now Ryman's. They had to tear it down because it got all bashed up. Defaced by antiquity, as John Norden said in 1590. And they built a replica. So the one outside Charing Cross Station is a replica of the thing. Following its demolition in 1647, after an order of Parliament, there was a contemporary ballad... Which, and I won't do it in the style of Celine Dion. Undone, undone, the lawyers cry. They ramble up and down. We know not the way to Westminster. Now Charing Cross is down.
Oh.
So there you go.
Are any of the crosses still around? Can we
go
and see?
Yes, three of them are still intact. Geddington, Hardingston and Waltham Cross.
Well, let's do a little tour.
Let's do that with all that free time that we've got.
Yes. Once we finish taking pictures of ourselves near John Bunyan's jail cell.
I'm having that one.
Yeah, you can have that.
Mine's jolly.
Yeah.
And cute. The dead woman was cute. So hang on, what's that? It was 3.5, 2.5.
Yeah.
Hang on, that can't be right.
No, that can't be right. It was 3.5, 2.5 at the end.
It must have been.
Did we not get points at the end?
It was 4.5. So you were at 4.5, 3.5 we're at now. I should start writing this down. That's it for today's date fight. Do subscribe and share and tell everybody because we really need to grow this thing.
Yes, come on!
Come on.
Tell someone.
Yeah.
Write a review. As long as it's nice. Otherwise, keep your thoughts to yourself because if you've got anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
My old mum, she always used to say if you've got a bad thought inside of you, don't let it out, suppress it and die prematurely. All right, bye!
Bye!
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.